Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. I'm your host, Brooke Monroe, and I'll be sharing bits of information each week on intuitive wellness, taking care of yourself and your spirituality, tarot, astrology, and much more. My goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that centers my listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful and magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're listening to episode number 2 of Witchful Thinking Podcast. It's winter. Your resolutions can wait. Good morning, good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. Welcome back to Witchful Thinking. First of all, I'd like to say a huge thank you to everyone who has streamed the introductory episode and my first episode, To Niche or Not to Niche, on this podcast. The support that I have received is astounding, and I'm truly grateful that so many of you guys are tuning in and sharing my podcast with others. I will never stop being shocked that anyone cares what comes out of my mouth besides myself. But anyways, I've been trying to figure out what I wanted this episode to be about. So I was looking at tags on Instagram, just like tossing ideas around in my head. And I came across this New Year's resolution post where this girl, I'm assuming she was like a newer witch because of the context of her post and just the hashtag she had. This girl was like beating herself up over not having started any of her New Year's resolutions. And you know, since it's already February, you can guess she was like pretty upset and disappointed with herself. And it kind of made me step back a little and look at myself and what I set out to do at the beginning of January, because I know I have already been somewhat of a slacker. But the thing is, I feel like I've been pretty lenient and patient with myself, and I've tried to understand myself and give credit where it's due. I wanted to wake up every single day this year at 8 a.m. on the dot without hitting snooze. I've been listening to Mel Robbins and trying to practice the 5-second rule to get my ass up out of bed in the morning, but I haven't done that every single day. Most of the time I hit snooze twice and I wake up at like 8:30. I wanted to sit down before I looked at my phone every morning and write down a goal for myself, and I really was good at doing this for about a week or so, especially on the weekends. But then I got caught back up in the morning routine of like letting my puppy and my 5-year-old dog out and feeding them and feeding our cats and making coffee before my morning meetings on Skype. I've fallen off, but at the very least, I'm aware of it and I'm going to try every day to get back into it. And that's what matters, you know? I think we live in a society where the topic of growth and growing constantly is just shoved down our throats on every platform imaginable. And on one hand, it's very positive and motivating and inspiring to many. But on the other hand, I can definitely see where somebody might feel extremely down on themselves if they ever let themselves like get stagnant for 1 second, especially around this time of year when everyone just seems to be striving to accomplish things and transform themselves for the year ahead. It is hard to admit that as the winter months pass, you're still essentially the same as you were before. If you follow me on Instagram, you know this, but I'm a plant person. My house is full of leafy green plants, and right now I've got like 40 or so plants, 45 give or take, plus probably 10 propagations under my care. I have a lot of plants that are considered tropical as well. My Monstera deliciosa, for example, definitely a tropical plant. And I have plants that would probably not be alive in this winter season if they weren't inside. Regardless of those plants being alive and safe and warm inside, they're not growing. Y'all, they are dormant. They're dormant. Life tends to go dormant in the winter. Why do we push ourselves to restart things and be perfect versions of ourselves at the beginning of every year? It is literally winter. What the fuck? It's growing. What is growing in nature right now? Not that much. Not that much is growing. Is life being sustained in nature? Yeah. But not much is getting bigger and better and brighter. Not much is blooming. It's freezing outside on the East Coast, at least. It is. I live in Virginia. Nothing is growing here right now. Maybe I'm alone in thinking something like this, but sometimes I feel like we all need to slow down a bit with some of our New Year's resolutions. A goal is still a goal, even if you don't start working towards it the second you decide on it. You can plant a tree in the ground and you won't see leaves or buds or fruit or like anything on it until the time is right, until nature gives it the green light. No pun intended, but that was a pretty good one if I do say so myself. My point here is that if you notice yourself being stagnant right now in your craft or in whatever creative realm you have placed yourself in, maybe you haven't felt like casting any kinds of spells in your life, haven't felt like journaling or writing or whatever it is that you do, understand the rest of nature outside is on the same page as you, dude. It's waiting. It's biding its time. You are a part of nature just like the trees outside and the flowers and the grass. You're a part of nature. It sucks to run your head up against a brick wall when all you want to do deep down is be creative, but that kind of stress gets you nowhere. My advice to those of you feeling this way is to start reading more books, drinking more tea, making lists of things you want to do, things you want to pick up in the future, cleaning up your house, rearranging your furniture, lighting a candle, baking some snacks, and so on. Do things that bring you feelings of comfort and warmth and joy. Your worry is not going to speed up the natural procession of the cold seasons. I promise you, you're not going to make anything outside turn green by being upset that you're not exactly where you thought you'd be at the beginning of February. You might be upset you haven't lost 30 pounds in January because that was your New Year's resolution, is to drop a shit ton of weight every single month. Just stop. Stop beating yourself up. Winter is almost over. For all of my green witches out there, I do suggest for you guys, during this time, if you find yourself staring out a window, wishing the ground would unfreeze so you could plant a jar of herbs for that protection spell or whatever you've been dying to do, improvise. Get some indoor plants, big ones with huge pots, enough dirt in the pots to safely put a little jar in it if necessary. Bring your craft inside if you must, but just remember to be patient with yourself and your spells and your craft. It is winter. Things are dormant. Nothing's growing. Winter is almost over. You don't have to push yourself to be the best version of yourself right now. I did a video on my YouTube channel a couple weeks ago about seasonal affective disorder and seasonal depression and five things I've been doing to combat those things in my own life. And I highly suggest you guys watch it because I think it ties in pretty well with this episode. I will leave the link to my channel in the description. It's really easy during this time of year when you're cooped up inside all day to just get a little stir crazy and end up lost in your own head, beating yourself up because you're not doing more. But guys, remember, it is winter. Regardless of the fact that it is a new year, it's winter. Nothing is really doing any more than it should be doing right now. It'll warm up soon enough, I promise. I promise. Thank you for listening to this episode of Witchful Thinking, and make sure you come back next Wednesday morning for another episode. I plan on having these uploaded and live by 9 a.m. Eastern every Wednesday morning. So yeah, definitely come back. Keep sharing these episodes with your friends. I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.